This is Dakota Datebook for November 26th. Blizzards are a bookmark in history for many North Dakotans. There's the blizzard of 1920 that claimed the life of Hazel Miner near Center. She gave her life to shield and warm her two siblings from the cold. There's the March blizzard of 1966, and then Blizzard Hannah, which preceded the Red River flood of 1997. That one is comparable to B.C. and A.D. for Grand Forks residents, a true marker in time. Passed from living memory is the Thanksgiving Day blizzard of 1896, which struck northern Minnesota and eastern North Dakota on this date in 1896. In Jamestown, the drifts reached 15 feet high in streets and alleys. One drift east of town was more than 20 feet deep and needed a rotary plow from Fargo to clear it. One man died in Fargo. Another went missing there. Another man died in Devil's Lake. Six people died in Grand Forks, where it took 5 days for the railroad to resume operations. One woman in Grand Forks remembered her father tying her to the porch as a child so she could play in the snowdrifts. The storm also forced wedding guests in Northwood to stay put as transportation ground to a halt. "It was fine as flour, that snow," said one Carrington settler stranded at a hotel. "It would form a crust over your eyes in minutes." Deeply cold temperatures then hit the region. At Pokegama Dam near Grand Rapids, Minnesota, the temperature dropped to 45 degrees below zero. The Thanksgiving Day blizzard blew for 3 days and was a factor in the Red River flood of 1897, which hit a record high crest that stood until 2009. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.